This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy, get those fours in the air. It is hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Some of these texts are hilarious, by the way, in the break. Thanks for making us part of your day. Expressway starts in 15, 20 minutes. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. And, of course, LA Live will send us into the Rangers pregame coming up at 6 with Sands. Here's a Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. Let's put the kids to bed so that the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when even the sports books know that Cooper Flagg is going to be a Mav. Number one overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. Minus 100,000 is the odds for him to be selected first to the Mavs. That means you'd put down 100 grand just to win 100 bucks on this bad boy.
Perfect.
Lock it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Best 100 bucks I ever won.
1,000 to 1 odds. That's something. I guess that's a lock. Listening to Jason Kidd earlier, I think they want to be respectful of all the prospects, you know, that are coming in here. They want to take a look at these guys, get a base layer of understanding about who they are for the future, and they don't want any of the agents to be like, we're not going to go visit Dallas. Forget that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's still calling him the kid from Duke. He did close down the conversation with KNC today. Jason Kidd did say, and I'm looking forward to being able to actually use his real name very, very soon. But I guess he wants to respect the process to some extent.
So during that interview, it was amazing, by the way. You can go back and watch Dallas Fan Cam on our fan YouTube page or wherever you get your videos. But I'm texting Corey, like, can you ask him about, you know, team building in light of Luka, right? And in light of the super team era being dead, nobody in the top 15 of contracts is in the finals. It's all like one underpaid superstar and then, you know, an army of great skilled athletes. And I was wondering if you could ask like a follow-up on talking about how Nico's understanding of the business of team building is so good. And I want to know if they think other teams will turn down a one-way superstar at Supermax. Like, when you get to that third Supermax and you're looking at $70 million, like, over a third of the cap, do they think other teams are going to start turning down these as well? Like, is Damian Lillard still a Supermax player? I don't think so.
No.
Did Jalen Brunson anticipate that the market's going to tell him no, and he's like, yeah, I'll do this team-friendly Knicks deal, and we're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe the cut Jalen Brunson's taking. But maybe his agent is saying, dude, one-way scoring ball dominant guys who don't defend are not going to get paid like this. It's untenable.
Well, I think Bobby Marks is going to hop on with us at 4 p.m. on Friday.
Let's go.
So that's a great person to ask.
And I'm not trying to let Nico off the hook for the decision that he made. Just the original premise of we're nervous about paying a guy who doesn't play defense but can drop a 30-point triple-double at any time this much of the cap.
I think you're 100% onto something. With the way this new CBA is for the league, it is going to constrain them in a big way. So yeah, you're going to have to really, it's not just the easy no-brainer, oh yeah, we have this top-tier player, he's up for the max. I mean, that was just like that was a formality.
Yeah,
for so long. And now you're going to have to be much more judicious in the way that you hand out those contracts. So
I mean, they're giving their third best player the max 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we want three max guys, And now they've made it to where you can't pay your max guys, build a supporting cast, and be profitable at the same time. It's mathematically impossible unless you're the Warriors, who are winning championships and have this dynasty that's printing billions of dollars. The Celtics tried it. Didn't work. Now they got to blow it up.
I just wonder if the ratings results, and we'll see, how do the ratings look after this year's finals, right? You have two out of top 25 market teams for the first time, I think, since 1971 with the Thunder and the Pacers. They were complaining about the ratings. I think there's an opt-out in the CBA in 2027.
Yeah.
Do they have an overcorrection if they end up deciding, you know what, this hasn't really been good for the league, having all this parity?
I think it's good for fans. It's good for getting a championship everywhere. But this is like the 70s before Magic and Bird, where just a team won it, right? A team won it. And I think it's actually going to make, if you can't win one in this era, it is going to hurt you even worse.
Definitely.
Like Gilgeous Alexander, you need to win a championship, at least one, or you're going to be looked at as like, holy cow, you couldn't win one in this era. But then that business angle is fascinating, because is this good for the league? They've gone away from that superstar model to create more competition. It's been great for the NFL. Will this be true? I would say the early returns are no, it's not.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The Pacers and Thunder NBA Finals will be the first to feature two teams under the luxury tax since it went into effect 22 years ago. Oh. So just that's just kind of a random quirky thing, but we'll see how these two teams decide to evolve over the coming years when they're going to have deals going. Like the Thunder have themselves set up pretty nicely with draft picks and stuff. They can confidently make decisions to where, hey, we're not going to keep all these guys together. But this is the first time that you've seen that, where you have teams that aren't overextending themselves with contracts, but being in it. But you also, for the most part, you got to get into the NBA sewage for a while, like the Thunder did, just tanking your tail off.
Yes.
And then also make the right selections along the way. We also have two teams in the finals that both traded Paul George.
That is wild.
The last two teams that traded Paul George are in the NBA Finals. So Sixers fans are fired up. Like, man, we got to trade Paul George right now so that we can get on this. We can ride this wave.
We're
here.
Next, baby.
We punt on Paul and we get to the finals. Now, we did get the news today. Tom Thibodeau is fired. Goodbye, New York and Tom Thibodeau. He led the Knicks to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, made the playoffs in 4 of 5 years, led the Knicks to consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 90s. And Shams was saying that like his phone was blowing up from NBA execs around the league. Everyone was just stunned. Everybody was completely surprised and caught off guard that they went ahead and made this move, because clearly the Knicks went on a run in the postseason that was
the deepest they'd had in 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, there's another similarity in there. And I do think New York has a history of making emotional and bad decisions. The culture of leadership in New York isn't great. And I don't know if I would have done this deal either, but I know he weighs on you a lot. You know, but there's this idea there that we made it this far, but why? And you look at them play basketball and you're like, this is chaos. We're not really that good. And the reason that they're in the conference finals isn't because Thibodeau is an amazing coach or Jalen Brunson's an MVP. It's because the East is terrible this year.
Yeah.
That's why we're there, guys. You know, so we have to evaluate everything outside of the context of how far we made it. We cannot evaluate the results. You know, Cleveland looked like one of the best regular season teams we've ever seen. They're a joke, right? They would get mopped in the first round by any team in the 90s that made the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the idea of Tom Thibodeau just wearing out his welcome in places, I think it speaks to this impeccably well. Like they probably already knew this was something they wanted to do because they overachieved in the postseason. It wasn't like, hey, let's see if he can do something that we don't expect. Mm. They did. He did. Got you the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. And they still pull the cord on it. It seems like the only way he could have kept his job is maybe making the NBA Finals and certainly winning it. Like that was going to be the standard. Otherwise, they were ready to cut ties.
And don't you think that this might be the end of their success? Like this was the closest they're going to get, because they're going to go to another coach now that's going to be easier on the guys. But like he is a pain in the ass to play for, but it gets results.
Okay, well, we'll get to the odds of who might be the next Knicks coach. But also, they could be in the running to get a Giannis or something. So it doesn't have to necessarily be the end for them here if they can find a way to navigate getting a Giannis, maybe a Durant, even though I think Durant probably ends up maybe in a place like Houston or something like that. Heck, Minnesota's really interested in Kevin Durant as well.
How much money do you think the Knicks still owe Tom Thibodeau?
I don't even know what, I don't know how many years are left on his deal.
$30 million.
$30 million, so he still had quite a few years left on his deal.
Yeah, he's kicking it.
But if an agent told you.
It's
a great day to be Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, you can push me out the door.
Yeah. I'll see you. You will never see me again. No problem.
Stress off the shoulders.
Nope. But if Giannis is like, yeah, I'll go to New York, but I'm not playing for Tibbs, that's easy. We're eating this $30 million, and we're getting whatever coach you want.
For sure. Yeah, I'll list off the odds on the next Knicks coach, but first we have to put to bed Tom Thibodeau. No better way to do that than with a good old-fashioned doggy rant. Here's Mad Dog. He is ticked, and he is going after the owner, James Dolan, in New York.
Dolan does. He sits on the baseline with a dopey hat on, thinking that he knows something about, but he wouldn't even know who George Mikan is. He knows nothing. He's there because his old man was a brilliant businessman, and he took over. That's what this is all about. Oh, my God. It's the guy that ran Marv Albert out of the building. Can't figure out a way to get Oakley straightened out and get him back in the good graces of the franchise. What a joke. This is not fair, what they did to this guy, who gave his life and blood to the franchise and took him to the conference final. I've been there since 2000. My God almighty. And you get him out because you lost a rugged six-game series to Indiana? Oh, come on, please. What a disgrace.
What a disgrace.
All-time New Yorker.
Man.
One of the Mount Rushmores of sports talk radio, just as disgusted as anything he's ever seen right there. I love it. He drops George Mikan. When he's like really got his fastball working, he's dropping in names from yesteryears. It's one of his favorite things to do.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great bit, and I can imagine New York fans have to be devastated considering where they were this time last week.
What do you think his blood pressure is when he's going on one of those Mad Dog rants? When he's just disgusted and disgraced by somebody getting $30 million to not have to work again?
He's on the verge of a heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
Okay, Mike Malone, former Nuggets head coach. Yeah. And, of course, he's an NBA champion. He's the odds-on favorite right now to replace Tom Thibodeau. If you're looking to get a guy, you know, get you over the hump, get you over the top, Mike Malone has been there, done that. Also, Jay Wright from the college ranks. Yeah,
all of his Villanova guys are there.
It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Walchuk?
It sure does.
And I think he's lent voice over the years of, like, you know, the Knicks, if I was going to do the NBA thing, maybe
the Knicks would be the team.
This is the Nova Knicks. So if Jay Wright's ever going to be on an NBA sideline as the head coach, it feels like
I kinda want this.
This would be the time. Oh, I absolutely want
it as well.
I would
like to see this happen. I also don't get the frustration about this Tibbs thing. I mean, he's a big reason why they lost that series. Rick Carlisle was coaching circles around him. He didn't know what the hell to do in the final 3 minutes of a game.
Yeah, that's true. It was a masterclass from old Ricky Rick. But Rick also had some guys that were built for the moment.
He did.
Halliburton, man. Clutch gene. Jeff Van Gundy also on the list.
Yes, there we go.
Van Gundy, your guy.
That's my guy. They need that too, man. They need somebody like Gundy.
Is he still with Boston?
Yes. I do believe he is still on that Boston staff. But
he's on the Boston staff
as a helper.
He's like a consultant.
Yeah, he's like
one
of those deals. I think the Clippers had him in that role, and then he ended up bumping on over to Boston.
So he's with the Clippers now. He's the lead assistant for the Clippers.
Yeah, okay, so it's the other way. He's with the Clippers.
Lead assistant.
The championship year with Boston, though, he was there.
Yeah,
and then moved over. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Put him and Mark Jackson together for that Knicks team.
Oh, that's good.
Make them blow up.
I would. My one request, though, if we're doing Jeff Van Gundy, he still has to, even though he doesn't need a headset, he still has to wear like a headset that's like halfway hanging off his face and his glasses are all sideways.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my favorite visuals from NBA broadcast when he was on with ABC. Okay.
Looks like a truck driver in CVS.
Yeah, dude, just disheveled as all hell and just tearing the refs a new one. That's my favorite version of Jeff Van Gundy. Okay, we also have a couple other things. We talked about the Mavs throwback retros coming back, the green unis. What are they?
Don Carters.
Don Carters.
I love the Don Carters.
We were talking about this a while back, but the pinstripes in sports uniforms are one of the like the sexiest things.
The Pacers, the Magic, like, old school ones.
The Magic.
Yeah. Okay, did you see the Magic are bringing it back?
They're bringing it back. Good for them.
They're bringing it back. Now,
With the star as the dot of the eye?
Yes.
The
black stripe. Oh,
yeah. Well, the star is the A in Magic.
Oh, the star is the A.
And it's the A in Orlando. They have a couple of different alternates. Okay. They have the white, the black, and the blue. One of the things, though, is on the black one, because the white and the blue one are just pure pinstripe. But the black one, they're like paying homage to their old, like their warm-ups that they used to wear when Penny Hardaway was there. And like at the top, there was like some blue extra deals. Like they were all black warm-ups, but then they have this like blue top. And so they're kind of like trying to do that with the black uniform. And that doesn't look great. But otherwise, man, those I'm glad to see those back in action. Paolo Banchero is going to look fantastic in those.
Fuché is.
Okay, we got a lot to do.
Let's roll. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. LA Live Rangers pregame at 6. We'll get you up to date on the Cowboys OTA news of the day coming up next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
In the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're going commercial free all the way to Rangers pregame here with you on the Fan. Sansel be on at 6 o'clock as the Rangers are in Tampa. But this is good because we get a few minutes here before the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 and then LA Live at 5:40. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. There's Rangers news. There's a lot of Cowboys news to get to. And Whataburger's Pico de Gallo Burger is back. It's bringing a fiesta of fresh flavors to all beef patties, crisp pico de gallo, melty pepper jack, and creamy cilantro lime sauce. Available now for a limited time only, so grab it before it's gone at Whataburger. It was great to see the Whataburger folks up here again today when we showed up, and it's going to be amazing to see Colby at Tolbert Garage Door here coming up on Thursday. Have a remote, and is that a full five?
Two to six,
yeah.
And we have these beautiful G-Bag Nation tumblers. You know, get your coffee or get your cocktails mixed up in there, whatever you do, you know. We'll have one for you while supplies last on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be a party, man. Bounce houses for the kids, food trucks, local vendors on site, Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. Cannot wait to see the Tolos, man.
Evan Carter activated tonight, so welcome back full count. And Adolis Garcia is still out. We talked with Sands earlier, and, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, though, is going to get us started here with the reporting from Cowboys OTAs. Tyler Booker, Donovan Azaraku, first two draft picks. They've been getting a lot of run with the ones in OTA. Knew about Booker. I was wondering about Azaraku.
Well, no Micah Parsons, so they're maybe trying to kind of get him ready for some of that those roles.
I love it. I love it. Maybe Micah's backup on those, you know, plays where he's a little hurt, a little tired.
Yeah.
But, man, I was just thinking, can we get one of these edges slash defensive ends they've taken in the second round of the last 3 years, Williams, Nealon, Azaraku? If one of those hits and you get Overshown back, I know, like, they made life hell on quarterbacks in 2023 and 2022. The sounds of the sidelines audio was fantastic. I don't know if you're going to be able to get any sort of a down-the-field passing game going when those five guys are involved in a game plan, Brian.
Yeah, the one that I think Azaraku has got the best chance to be your pass rusher of the three you named.
Yeah.
I think Nealon is a guy that was learning how to be a pass rusher. Zach, help me here if you'd like. I know we watched him in college together and some of the things that we've seen throughout. He was developing as a pass rusher, then he got hurt. We're just kind of ready for him to get that one sack. He wasn't a very high sack guy, you know, in college.
No, he wasn't.
And so now you're thinking, well, maybe the learning curve is going to be a little steep. Sam Williams is kind of the wild card here. And you don't know if in this last year this is going to be one of these things he realizes, like, hey, man, if I show up and do this, or is he going to have a career, say, like a Dante Fowler, where he has promise and he goes from place to place to place to place.
Yeah.
Because he's never.
Yeah. He's
at the crossroads right now, I think.
For sure. I agree.
And because Fowler, same thing happened. Fowler went from a very high draft pick, and then all of a sudden he started one-year deal. One, you know, and he never could get anywhere for any length of time.
Yeah. I think he's so talented that even if he's the Fowler, if he could have a pretty good year this year, like 5 or 6 in a part-time role, and Azaraku does blow up and Micah and Osa are there, that'd be fine. You know?
Yeah, I think that Azaraku
could win a game for you.
Exactly. I think Azaraku is the one that has the most ability out of all that.
Is it too much to ask rookie year, or do you think he could step in?
Oh, no, yeah. He could step in. He's got bend, he's got dip. These Boston College players, Zach and I were talking about it in the pre-show meeting today. These Boston College players, you were involved too. They don't bet against them.
They're smart.
They're very, very talented football players. They know how to play with the technique. They were well coached. You know, he knows how to dip, how to get underneath. Yeah, his learning curve is small compared to some of the others that have pass rushed before.
You can't teach what he can do.
No.
You know,
and Micah, mom and dad.
Micah showed that you can absolutely make an all-pro career out of that.
Yeah.
Micah was at the start today, didn't practice. Shoddy saying he expects participation next week. Sam Williams, that's why I brought him up. He was doing some individual drills today after the court. So more progress for him as he tries to come back from that ACL.
It's almost a year now, right? From training camp?
Yep. Yeah.
Almost a year.
I guess Dak had a great throw, and Tolbert had a great toe tap grab, and so did Pickens. Jadon Blue getting a good amount of burn with the second team. Donovan Wilson, Hooker, both hurt. First team safeties during the period were Wanya Thomas and Elijah Clark, UDFA Brian told us about back there in Krusty's corner.
Mm-hmm.
Every afternoon, 3:40, Brian stands and delivers, and if you're busy during that segment, you can always go back and listen with the Odyssey app.
You know what? I tell you what, this thing with Elijah Clark, I mean, he's interesting because of how versatile he can be. At 6'1", he's 188, as I mentioned. He will face up runners in the hole. I mean, this is one of those guys that's not afraid. There's a little bit of violence I remember watching this game he physically looks like a corner but he's able to kind of make things happen when he comes to play in coverage. The speed, the explosiveness, and the physical profile, those are all really positive things about this kid.
The Dolphins are not going to trade Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. That is out. Receiver Gabe Davis is going to a visit with Miami.
Schefter, I think, dunked on himself because he came out and said that. And then, like, within like a few minutes ago, he actually said, actually, I take that back. Talks with the Dolphins and Jonnu Smith, the Steelers, could still happen.
Must be a tough negotiation. The Chicago Fire are going to build a $650 million soccer-specific stadium That is very interesting, as they need a new home with musical chairs being played with the Chicago professional sports franchise.
Wow.
Texans coach D'Amico Ryan says he has no concerns about C.J. Stroud's shoulder during a limited throwing at practice. Says he just has general soreness, so it's all good there.
Mm.
And it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
We've got the TV on in here on PBA, bowling, professional bowling.
Oh,
yeah.
There's this guy named Kyle Troop.
Okay.
Kyle Troop. Y'all got to Google this dude. He's got the big old afro. He's got some of that, who do you think you are? I am kind of energy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's up here killing it,
there
bro.
He is. T-R-O-U-P.
Yeah.
Come on, Kyle.
Yeah.
Two-handed bowling style.
I feel like I found something. He's got that bowling ball sitting on the edge, too, bro.
Two-handed
He's
shovel.
A beast. He's got it sitting on the edge. He's a beast, man.
This guy's done some Blue Dolphin before.
Yeah, no doubt about it, dog. No,
probably Iowa. Guys,
won 12, he's got two majors and 12 PBA titles.
No doubt. Yo, the afro. Yeah, the like, you wild. Have to be good if you have the afro and you're bowling out here.
Looks like Bob
you
Ross.
You can't be bad. He does.
He does. I like his style, too.
Yeah, dog. Kyle Troop.
Hey, what do you think Lucius's career, like his single season high for earnings was?
Oh.
Okay, and this is in 2021, if you want to guess. Pro bowler, 1 year. His career high for that year.
Five milli.
Give me 2 mil. I was going to say 800 grand.
500K.
496,000.
Oh, no.
Crap. You finished like 10th at a golf tournament. One tournament, you're taking that home.
Come on, look how marketable this guy is, man.
Yeah, he could be the face of bowling.
I'm telling you.
The and the hair. Yeah. Hair of bowling.
The face of bowling.
Yeah. All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on a fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. I'll be on that Facebook Marketplace. I do. I'll be on that joint.
He's looking for bookshelves.
I am looking for bookshelves.
You got
and,
one.
And
let
bar
him know.
Carts. I seen bar carts the other day. I was like, oh, man. Save, like, favorite. Yeah.
Bar cart.
Yeah, the bar cart.
With, like, the shakers and the ice bucket
all of that
stuff?
Old school. Yes. Old school.
So
stuff.
You're looking for, like, one, like, 1960s Las Vegas style?
Yeah,
kind of one?
Like Rosie would have had yeah. on the Jetsons or something. Yeah.
There you go, Mr. Day.
Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner Bar right part. Here,
like
Texas Rangers radio broadcast, the great Matt Hicks, lost it in the lights, y'all.
Lefty to lefty, and here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And did I miss a pitch? He just struck him out. I guess that the second pitch was a strike. Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day, Eric.
The sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
The sun is a little rough.
Sun's a little rough.
Texas Rangers radio broadcast. And the Texas Rangers radio show, players show, was on here today.
Uh-oh.
Who was that sponsor there, Mr. Dawson? You can find that for me.
The sponsor for Sandler? That's Blue Nail Roofing.
Hey! Well, no.
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 Player show.
Josh
the player
Smith.
One.
Oh, yes, that player show.
Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life. Make tomorrow better.
That's what I'm talking
better.
About right there.
Nice get, job.
Get you some Globe Life. Okay.
And a stiff collar shirt while you're at it.
Yeah.
Get that collar some coat, baby.
All right, let's go to college baseball. Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Chanel, I believe.
This guy, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, he addressed Florida. You guys might know a little bit more than this than I do.
Yeah.
Look like he addressed Florida head coach
about
a game being moved or something like that. He didn't like the logistics of it. What was going on? Oh. Does anybody know?
Well, mm-hmm. I thought what happened initially, they're playing the tournament at Coastal Carolina and the regional there. And the Florida coach had a problem with the associate athletic director there. And then also the grounds crew guy there.
Yes.
And so he went off on this associate athletic director and for Coastal. And the guy just stood there and really took it. He just arms folded and listened. But then he had to comment about the Florida coach's demeanor, attitude, and what he did.
Good job.
One last thing I have is I have to say this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but you know, I believe in standing up for what's right. and what transpired this morning on our field, another coach disrespected our associate AD, who works as hard as anybody in our entire program. He disrespected our field crew, who are the salt of the earth. These guys would do anything for our program. It's not okay. And this needs to be brought up. Absolutely disrespectful. As a coach, it's our job to mentor young kids. And the way he treated the two site reps, the way he treated our associate AD, the way he treated our field crew, is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah. He was, man. He was going off.
Standing on straight business right there for his squad. I
he
like
sure
that.
Sure was.
I like
yep,
that.
Good for him.
Kevin Schnall.
Schnall.
I guess the other Kevin apologized already.
Yeah.
Oh, Sullivan's like, yeah, my bad.
He was an ass.
Yeah, he probably needs to.
I was tripping, bro. My bad about that.
So sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we got beat. Yeah.
My bad.
I kind of think he's got a point.
Put her there, pal. I'm sorry about
put
that.
Put her there. Must have been his style, but I guess Florida was jammed up that Coastal Carolina just pushed the game back an hour because the game the night before went long.
Yeah.
So like, we need to sleep. And they changed the schedule on him. Because he didn't. O'Sullivan didn't appreciate it, but they did not appreciate the way he went about his communication.
About that. All right, let's see here. Speaking of communication, got a toxic argument that went down at a CVS.
Oh.
Dude was trying his best to trigger this employee.
Was it over the long receipts they give you?
No. Hey, man, I looked at those receipts the other day.
No, you don't, Lucius.
I did. And I was like, okay. No. CVS is for the people right now.
Giving coupons in there.
Them discounts were deep. Yeah.
I'm telling you what, man, no. They killed a tree for that one.
They sure did.
That
save
one
the trees.
Yeah.
The CVS lady about 6 months ago, bless her heart, in a good way.
She asked you for one?
She followed me out of the store. She was like, sir, your wife will love this. You got the good one. She handed me a $10 off your next purchase. Just
see?
Anything. $10
off. You
got
the good one.
Yeah.
You got the good one. She over here watching,
this is the
boy.
Best.
That's when you circle back in, get some Ben and Jerry's.
Here, ma'am, take this card away from me. I don't want to put it up, you know.
She was pocket watching, boy. I'll tell you
this
what.
This is the good one.
This is the good one. You got the good one, sir.
Did you give it to her? Did you say, ma'am, you keep it?
No, she gave it to me. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you gave it back to her. Like,
it's probably
thanks,
on your floorboard right now, all crinkled up. Yeah, we had a moment. Her husband's birthday was my birthday. So we kind of
got
buddies
and everything.
I would have kept that if
I
was the
deed. What did you buy?
I think it was nicotine patches, actually.
Not so fast, sir. Let me see that ID.
Yeah, I can't show this one. I'm sorry.
Not so fast. All right, yeah. Toxic argument happened at CVS. Dude was trying his best to trigger this employee. It took a minute. Took a lot of cussing, took a whole lot of disrespecting to this man's family, but he finally got him.
Trouble here. Give my money back for the pills. That was the wrong pill.
This guy told me to my mother.
Your mother, give my money back for the pills. Now you're not going to kill me. Your mother, free speech, America. Your mother, your father, you. Give my money back for my pills.
I don't know what to do.
Now, somebody better give me $35 back is what they better do. Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, the cops are coming. F*** you. The cops are coming. Free speech, bro. Free speech, queer. Are you queer?
Oh, no.
Don't talk to me like that. Get the hell out of here.
You queer.
Struck a nerve.
Oh, goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It was surging.
Free speech, America.
He told me to bleep my mom. Clearly, America.
It was surging. The mom's one didn't hurt, but it did the last one.
Are you aware?
Yeah. Dude, he found it.
He found it.
The cops are coming. Free speech, bro. Free speech, queer. Are you queer? You like, man. Don't talk to me like that. Get the hell out of here.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Golly.
Got
him. Reminded me of my dad.
Yeah, remind me of my dad. Oh, that's crazy.
That's like when you're in an argument with somebody and you know you've won, but you can see them searching their database for anything to hurt you now. And they're scanning, throwing stuff out.
He's like, but I'll have it. I don't have it.
What do you think, Lucius? Time to vote?
One more right here. Okay. College baseball, because it's that season. Tennessee, Cincinnati, it happened like last week or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, Tennessee's head coach was in mid-interview talking to the baseball gods, and it happened.
Yep.
Routines and took pride in a lot of other things that maybe you don't get credit for on the mound. The mound stuff, Dean Strong, so it'd be nice if it'd go over the fence.
Dean Curley, batter's eye!
Strength coach ain't even out here.
That's badass.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's an experienced manager right there.
That's
or
really
coach.
Cool.
Yeah. As in,
National champions, Tennessee, from last year.
Oh, boy.
Trying to repeat.
All right. Is it Matt Hicks, our current champion, looking for four right here? The Coastal Carolina coach, Kevin Schnall, going off on Kevin O'Sullivan.
Schnall.
CVS argument. Give me my money back for the pills. Or Tennessee head coach, man interview, Dong, I think is how you'd label that one.
Crush that ball.
I'm gonna go with our champ Matt Hicks here, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with the CVS crash out.
It was pretty good, Lucius.
A toxic argument to CVS, bro. Hey, those are some deep discounts on those receipts. Y'all better pay attention to those receipts.
This is the good one. Sure. That was educational for me. Thank you.
Need a wheelbarrow to carry it out. Yeah. Damn right,
bully.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely going with the CVS crash out.
What's the vote on the CVS?
It's 3-1. Now.
Oh, okay. Hicksie, then.
There you go. By a score of 3-2, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. If you ever miss the champ, you can tune in at 2:25 every weekday. We replay that champion for you before we get to Woolchuck's top 10 at 2:20. Nation's going up till 6 o'clock. Rangers pregame's right around the corner. It's time for LA Live. Yeah. Once again, here's Lucius.
I don't want to complain because I feel marvelous. I've had a hell of a leg day today, I tell you what.
Nice.
It'd been better if you'd had that Pico burger.
Oh, no, bro, it is.
No. All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. A fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
You feel me, bro?
I hear you, bro.
Man, you got some beautiful skin, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Wow. Could I kiss your foot, man, in a sign of solidarity?
My foot?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want. Thank you, bro. That's nice.
Kiss your foot in a sign of solidarity. We got to bring back the love, man. We got to bring back the feet washing. Back in the Jesus days, I'll pull up on you. Hey, dog, it took me 3 days to get over here to see you. Oh, you did. Well, let me wash your feet.
Yeah.
Let me get your feet washed for you, man. Sorry about that.
Tremendous sign of respect.
Yeah, yeah. This is LA Live for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Every Tuesday around this time, I'm getting into toxic storylines. All right. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is Greystone. Roofing.com. Hey, I'm scared now. All right. Turn this down a little bit. Dawson, you're a coach. Broadus, you've been coached. And you, Broadus, you're football. Excuse me.
Yes.
You guys, what do you think about coaches that cuss at the kids?
Yeah, I don't need to be yellow screamer guy.
Not crazy about it.
I'm not crazy about that at all. Never. I had a coach. Kids. I had a coach tell me one time I would never amount to anything, and that was in college.
Oh, no.
And he later coached. He was
okay,
later,
that's kind of mean.
Yeah, he's
cursing.
Just call me the B word.
I snapped a ball one time, and it went over the quarterback. We were in shotgun, went over his head. And the coach said, snap the damn ball as high as you can. You'll never play here ever, ever, ever. And that guy ended up working for the Buffalo Bills, and I was working for the Packers, and I saw him on the road. And he's like, Brian Broadus, it's good to see you. I said, listen here, you MF.
Yeah, you
I did. 20 years later, I said, listen here, you MF-er. I go, don't you ever effing talk to me again.
Watch how you talk to me, bro.
Yeah. I go, you said something. He goes, well, I was. I go, no. I carried that with me. I was just a freshman player there, and you said that to me. No.
Yeah, you should never say something like that.
That was I held that.
That's beyond
that. That's kind of
crazy.
Years.
Yeah. But what if I'm just cussing and am I explaining of things? Oh, I'm motivating you, but
yelling
I cuss
at me.
A lot.
No, if you're like talking about.
Yeah, you were actually. They were cursing you.
Yeah, they were.
You
yeah,
won't be anything, kid.
Yeah, I was. Cursed. Yeah, I was. I felt that. But if you're talking about, hey, we gotta effing close that end down.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
No, that's not.
At what age?
Oh,
These guys right here that I'm about to talk about.
Are these like tykes? The tiny tykes?
This is youth football.
Friday Night Tykes.
These kids are 11 and 13 years old, respectfully.
I'll say this. Like, you got to know your families and your kids. Some kids could be coached like that.
Yeah, but I'm not, no.
I think some kids would hear that and be like, okay, cool. Run on, yeah. I'm going to go run the play, coach. Thank you.
Best to avoid it at that age.
I've seen kids like 13 years old say, like, listen, like, get your effing... Let's get it together.
Yeah,
you know, they get
they get
in a group, and you're like, whoa, where'd we get that from?
I was definitely doing some cussing out there on that field. I had coaches that did both. Some was, like, real quiet.
Yeah.
He was a more scary one, in fact. Then I had another coach, you know, he's real animated. He'll cuss you out. He even got racial with me one time, and then he blamed it on me. Look what you made me do!
Oh, that's rich.
It wasn't the Ambien?
Yeah. Look what you made me do!
Oh, jeez.
Well, I take you to Fayette County. The kid's called Voodoo. The team is Voodoo. Fayette County, it is in Georgia.
Oh, I bet it's in North Carolina.
11U. I mean, 11 and under, right? Yeah, when I say 11U.
Yeah.
All right, 11U youth football. These coaches have put up five national championships in a row in 11U.
Yeah, parents let them do it.
They're looking for six.
Yep.
Okay, their motto this year is outwork the work, which I like. Outwork the work.
F them all.
Now, this team is led by head coach Batman.
Oh.
You don't see a lot of clips of Batman. He does interviews with the media. Yeah. He's real good at it, suave and everything. But you do see a lot of clips of this guy called Coach Larry O, which is a gangster's name, if you know anything.
Larry O.
Coach Larry O, Larry Owens. This is the type of coach I was brought up with a little bit, but this goes over the line some. But, I mean, anyway. This coach right here, they're pushing the... The hitting sled. You guys remember that hitting sled?
Yeah.
Summertime,
it's bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to this, coach. Motivate these kids.
If you can't do it, stay out my line. I don't need no I need a motherfucker to run through him. I want to see practice made perfect.
Let's here you go. Good hit.
Call it. Dunk. That's what I want to see.
There you go.
Got it. Everybody can't do this. There's a lot of high school cannot do this right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of high school cannot do this. Let me see it the right way. Take their hard. Fourth quarter. Call it. Duh. There we go. Take
good
that
sound.
Up there. Yeah. Chop them feet. Chop them feet. Get out there. Hey. There we go.
Oh, come on, a couple late ones.
I need for you to take that mother up in the air. Kim. Hey. Hey. Take him to his mama. She ain't doing nothing but buying nachos in the stand. Take him on up now. I want a coat to go.
That's a good rhythm there.
To go.
That's a good rhythm on there.
I think that's great coaching.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not offensive in any way. You don't feel like, oh man, too much around the kiddies.
Yeah, I mean, 11 years old, that's a little much. I would if you played that clip and I didn't know, I'd be like, yeah, what was that, college?
Yeah, right. Oh, if it was high school or something, you would think he said, man, like this is 11 year old.
But they're
junior high kids can't even do this, he said.
I see why they're champions though.
Yeah. The words are
I see why they're hitting that sled.
But there's love in the tone.
Yeah.
He's
coaching them.
So if you would say those exact same words with really bad energy, that would be abuse.
Yeah.
You know, but it didn't. It just seemed like that's the an environment the kids are used to.
Yeah. He wasn't singling kids out. You know, that's the thing. I mean, he was saying, hey, we're doing this.
Like you're an NFer.
Yeah, exactly.
Swearing at them.
Yeah. He got him to hit that sled, though.
He got him wearing that sled out.
He sure did.
They keep it real, too. This is a real thing. Like, they've got media. If a kid signs, onto the squad, they say he's committed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, they're just
like
getting,
a highlight video
just
this
getting used to the big time here coming up. Yeah. Good for them.
Coach Maul says some of the starters are going to lose their jobs this year.
Uh-oh.
So what happens if you lose your starting job? Guess where you go to? The bench. Y'all do know that's football, right?
Yes,
think I'm going to feel sorry for you?
No, problem.
Think your mom and your daddy can come talk to me and say, my baby played last year on the national team, and now he's sitting on the bench. What you think I'm going to tell him? Eat ass. Uh-oh. Your baby done fell off.
Yeah. Say eat?
Eat ass. Your baby done fell off.
Yeah. Wow. He's going out.
The kids
Jones
said not good enough in unison.
Yeah.
You know, which was pretty. They were locked in. They were locked in.
They get it.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but. Yeah.
Fayette County Voodoo is the football squad. Y'all can look them up on YouTube and Instagrams and whatnot. 5 national championships in a row, looking for number 6. Cussing all in front of the kids.
Probably going
to
get it.
Kids is cussing too. Listen to this here.
Uh-oh.
Who got the stinkest breath in the pool?
Coach Dwight.
What Coach Dwight breath smell like?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you, that's sort of what you nurture.
That's what happens, yeah. When you cuss like that around the kids, they're going to get the cussing too.
I mean, I would also say, like, you know, most coaches are aspiring to be their best, and I think you could get everything done there without cussing, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, parents, you got to find the right coach for your kids because maybe that's what you want. Like, a no-nonsense, this is what the world is. I know you're cussing in school. Why are you making a big deal out about your coach cussing? I've seen the social media as you guys watch. We're, you know, in an environment where cussing is happening, right? But as the coach, I think you got to ask yourself, do I have to do this? And the answer to that would be no. Because I think those guys are great coaches from what I can hear.
I mean, clearly, they're doing the right thing. Just, I don't know what to think about the cuss. I mean, you got a lot of results.
Yeah.
5 national championships. Your squad is they linked up and they're ready.
That's not winning, though. That's not why you're winning, is it?
What, the cussing?
The cussing's not white.
No, it's not.
It's a technique. No, it's the belief. Yeah, yeah. It's the toughness.
How much
you're
put
instilling.
Into it. Yeah. The coaching.
It's the kids.
Sense.
That's just their personal style, though. And if the parents don't have any problem with it, I don't.
Yeah. Parents love winning.
Come on. Come on, big boy. Come on, big boy. Get out. Go. We ain't waiting all day. We ain't waiting all day for these country ass. Florida. Miami. Ohio. Arkansas. Colbert team. All them. Everybody this year, they our girlfriend. They our motherfucking girlfriend all year. They go work. Yeah.
To an 11-year-old.
Yeah, we definitely.
11-year-olds, dog.
Yeah, we're not doing any sex education. That's where I will draw a firm line.
That is crazy.
Yeah, we're not doing any of that stuff, please, coach. Especially because at that age, like the championships are fun, but it doesn't really matter. If your kid's that good, you don't need to do that. Just get him with a good position coach and play one season a year, and he'll be fine at 17 years old. You know?
I definitely gave him a follow on Instagram, and I'm following this whole situation. See if they get that number 6 this year.
Sure they will.
Coach Batman. I like Coach Batman. Hold on. Before we get out of here, since you said Batman. I got some more stories, but I don't have the time to get to them. But I can get to this little situation that I wanted to play for you. Now, Batman.
I don't respect the concept of Batman because of what I understand about politics now. Rich dude owns a corporation.
Yes.
Has state-of-the-art equipment.
Yep.
And he uses this to beat up on street-level crime. He doesn't mess with the industrialists or the super capitalists, the Murdochs or the Trumps. He rather just f*** the purse snatchers on the corner. Batman is a conservative's wet dream.
This man trying to kill Batman for me, bro.
Trying to kill Batman.
Man, that's good. That's good. I need you sub.
Yeah. All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Stand by for them Rangers. I'll peace out. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Big rest of the week is planned here, including tomorrow. One of our favorite Cowboys writers, Nick Harris, is going to join us at 4 o'clock. The final media availability of OTAs was today. And he's got a fresh batch of takeaways and things to report on. We'll ask him all the questions tomorrow. The mandatory mini camp is next week, and we expect Micah Parsons to participate.
Yes, sir, we do.
And it's going to be great. There'll be more media availability
all
next
3 days.
All 3 days. Look at that. So we are in Cowboys News Paradise here. And, I mean, what happened today is stuff we'll continue to unpack tomorrow. And then Thursday, we're going to visit Colby Tolbert, one of our favorite Tolos out there off 30 and Mesquite at Tolbert Garage Door.
Heck yeah.
And we got the goodies for him, don't we, Wolf?
The fan tumblers. That's going to be awesome. And then Friday, we got Bobby Marks at 4.
Let's go.
Yes.
Talking to Bobby Marks about NBA team building and what that championship model of the future looks like is just fascinating. We've never covered a league like this.
No.
It's like the NBA has been merged with an extreme move towards parity. And I would just like to know if there's a consensus out there amongst front offices, like what's the best way to make a championship team? It's a massive offseason for the Mavs. Salute to Whataburger for bringing by their Pico de Gallo burgers. They are back, and it's a fiesta of fresh flavors for you.
Banana shakes, too. Really good, too.
Oh, on yes. point.
Yep.
Yeah, and I really love the onion rings crispies.
You
I don't
do.
Know if you noticed that box of raw onions sitting there on the table, but those crispies were incredible. Evan Carter is back tonight. Hopefully full count gets it done. And then we're on a Dolis Garcia watch. Maybe a pinch hit tonight. Maybe not. Maybe he's back tomorrow or Thursday. Hard to say. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control, Carter Freeman, coordinating your video. You can watch us 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow, and of course, Brian Broaddus. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Rangers baseball coming up here at the top. You're going home with the nation. Salute.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.